war, when a lot of migrants came out here from Europe, did you have many of them move to live around here? Did you notice them much?
I didn't notice them in this particular area, although there were some that came to live here. I did notice them when I went to work night shift, because there was a lot of them there working in the factories to make their way in this country. But there wasn't... Oh, we had, yes, a German lady that opened a shop on Bringelly Road, and another lady from Germany that lived just down the road from us in First Street, and they were very nice people and used to talk sometimes in their language so we could listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't a great deal of people in Kingswood at that time.
No. Mm-hmm. What about market gardens and that sort of thing? Were there any around this area?
Yes, we had vineyards just over the hill where they grew grapes, and market gardens we had down on the Western Highway where houses are now built. And everybody seemed to have a little garden plot, you know, in the backyard in those days. In fact, the man and I are having competitions now to see who's growing the best tomatoes.
The man next door?
Yes, he's in his 70s and he always has a nice garden, and I've been having one too the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at my tomatoes and saying, "Your tomatoes are coming along very nicely." yes, there was lots of people that had gardens in those days.
Mm-hmm. And you grew your own vegetables too when the children were small?
When I could, yes. Mm-hmm. I used to have a little plot.
Mm-hmm.
I like gardening. I find it's very relaxing and gets you away from the boredom of four walls and all the things, mundane things that you repeat every day.
Yes. Yes.
And if you can grow flowers and then vegetables and eat them, well, it's really good.
Mm. And did you ever feel that you wished you'd gone out to work, or were you happy doing what you were doing?
Well, I wanted to go, yeah, I would have liked to have gone out, but I didn't want to leave the children all the time. So the children were, the most important thing once you get them off your hands, well, I think. Mm. But then I wasn't trained for anything except housework, so
that
was what I found that I could do best.
And did your husband like the idea of you going out to work, or would he prefer you to stay home?
At first he said that I should be at home, but then when I did go out to work and things, were tight and I went to work in the night time, well, I had done that for 3 years and to help us get on our feet a bit and be able to pay our way. Because wages were very small then, although prices weren't as dear as they are now.
No. So he didn't mind that?
No.
It was a necessity, I guess.
Yes.
Did you belong to, you didn't belong to any community organisations like the Inner Wheel or the...
No, I didn't have...
Red Cross?
Didn't belong to those. I belonged to the church as I grew older and the children were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And after they'd sort of grown up, I started belonging to things like Meals on Wheels. I felt that I could help there, so I do Meals on Wheels once a month.
When you do that now, do
yes.
you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the church had a ladies group, and we used to meet once a month, and then we'd have fates and we'd work for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also teach Sunday school. I taught Sunday school before I was married, and then I gave it up for a little while, Then I went back to it and in the 1960s, and I'm still teaching.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I teach scripture at the school, and when the children were there, I used to work in the canteen, so those few things kept me busy. And now I'm working for the birthday of the school for 100 years, and I still do my Meals on Wheels and me scripture and my Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, I'm...
You're still very busy.
Keeping very busy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you were first married, when you first built your own house, did you have electrical appliances and like refrigerators and things like that?
We had to. We had a... we didn't have a washing machine. We had a... We had the very first washing machine given to me from my aunt, and it was one that had a round circle and a pump that went up and down, and the clothes were pumped in that, and then you had to wring them out and put them through the rinse. We didn't have a refrigerator when we were first married. We had an ice chest. And when I lived with my mother-in-law, we had to boil our clothes out in the copper in the yard and then bring them inside to wash them through the tubs. And I grew up on just well water, so I had to draw water out of the well when I was younger, before I was married. Yes, our house only had well water with one tap in the whole of the house. Over the sink, yes. So
how did you heat water for bathing?
Well, that was heated in the copper, and you carried it up three steps and into the bathroom and put it in the bath. The drain was there to let it go, but there was no taps there to put it in and no hot water, because we lived in a very old house. And then after I was married, my mother moved into Penrith. When she moved into Penrith, she went into commission houses, because they were just starting to be given to people that needed better accommodation.
Right.
And she lived there until she died.
Mm-hmm. So she had all the modern conveniences?
Yes, there. When she went in there, mm-hmm. she had all the modern conveniences, like electric copper and tubs. And then later on, she got a washing machine.
So thinking back on those times, like before the war, the late 40s and through the 50s, how did you feel when the place started to become more crowded and more people were building houses and cutting down the trees and all that sort of thing?
I suppose I was a little bit... I couldn't say I was angry, but I was a little bit apprehensive of what would be coming next, because the world that you knew was changing, and things were happening so fast after the war. Everybody sort of, and it seems to be getting faster every year.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped, has it?
No.
And do you think that things were better before the population grew out this way, or did you like it better then, or how do you feel about it?
Well, I think I think sometimes that they're trying to crowd too many people into little spaces, because they're making the blocks smaller all the time and putting them into high rise and density housing or cluster housing, and I think that you haven't really got time or space to move, so people get they get on a whirly or something, that everybody's so close that they feel closed in. It's just a shame for our country that they don't have like the electricity and the water and things to give people more space for children growing up, they grow up better when they're around their own area and not when they're sort of given a couple of dollars and told to go and entertain yourself for 4 hours and I'll see you when you get back sort of attitude now. And whether that's the cause of all the problems with the drugs and that, I don't know. But I think that, you know, it'd be better when you can watch over your children and see where they are. And I think parents are responsible for children. I've always felt responsible. And, I mean, that doesn't go away because they're grown up and married. I still feel for them, not so responsible in giving them things, but responsible because they're hurting, or responsible because they can't advance or something. I still think we're cramming too much in together.
And do you get that feeling yourself that the place is closing around you?
Yes. Well, see, they make houses now with only 8-foot ceilings. It gives you a little bit of claustrophobia. Where the house we had before was up a little bit off the ground, and it was a 9-foot ceiling, and well, it didn't seem to be pressing down on you. These houses, when you walk in, especially in the summertime, you know, you just can feel the heat coming down. And they build houses now so easy and get them up so quickly. And then you've got to have all the different conveniences like air conditioning and fans and all these kind of things that you didn't have to have before. But you didn't realise that it was hot before because there seemed to be more air around.
The houses were built for the conditions.
Yes. Now they're built for cost and convenience. The quicker we get them up and the cheaper we do them, the more people have them. But I mean, they're the biggest thing you buy in the whole of your life, aren't they?
That's right. And do you think for young families growing up out here now that things have changed for the better or for the worse?
Well, I don't know. I think the young people think they're better off, although they keep singing out that they want more creches and more minding facilities for children. Well, there again, I think you've got to stay with the children until they're certain ages. I mean, if they're 7 or 8 or 9, perhaps you could get a job then. But to leave little babies that are, because they've been on maternity leave, they put the babies into creche when they're 7 months old and off they go to work. Well, children don't grow up into a family atmosphere. You've only got weekends to do that, and it's not really enough.
And families aren't as close as they used to be.
No.
You used to spend a lot of time with your mother and grandmother.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Do you find your children, do they live around you now?
Well, they. My daughter lives at Campbelltown and my son lives here. But we're in contact all the time. And yes, our gran used to come and visit us on a Sunday afternoon for afternoon tea, and that was a big highlight because she drove a horse and sulky. And we used to get to hold the horse and have it in our yard for an hour while she was there. And those are the things that you think about and remember as you get older. Mm. Well, children that are in a school, more or less, or a creche from when they're young, that's all they've got to think back on. And I think sometimes they overburden children with too much these days. They tell them everything from when they're little. And I mean, there's no surprises in life, there's no mysteries in life then, because they're not learning something as they're going along.
Yes.
They want their children to know everything from when they can first talk, so they tell them everything. But as you progress, you should learn. And that's what teaches you, I think, all the way along. But That's just my way.
Yeah. And what about your, how would you describe the way the place has changed to look at?
Yes. Oh, well, it's swallowing up all the open spaces, and it's just going to be like, it looks like it's going to be like Redfern and Petersham as you ride through on the train, you know, just little houses, and people go out to work, and then in the night time they come home and shut themselves in there, and that's all there is to life.
And that friendliness of the smaller village atmosphere has disappeared.
Yes, yes. Well, we're still friendly with lots of people. I find friends, you know, and I keep in touch with friends, because if you don't keep in touch with them, well, you lose them. Mm-hmm. I contact people that I went to school with every now and then. I met one today in the grocer's shop that I hadn't seen for about 9 months, so we had a quick 10 minutes conversation together, but we were pleased to see each other.
Yes. So what would you think, what would you say are the main things that you think have changed?
I think people are so busy wanting to get ahead with earning money and paying their way, and sometimes I think it's just a lot of people are just trying to keep up with the Joneses. Because it doesn't make you any happier. I mean, you can be happy if you're not going to grumble about it. And you've got to learn that early in life. Well, we're in the posse where we are, and that's where we're going to be. And you've got to learn to accept it. If you fight against everything all the time, well, you get to be a real grump.
Mm-hmm. And what about your sense of security?
Well, you need that.
And yes, but do you feel as secure here now as you did, you know, walking around the streets as you did when you were...
Oh, no, no. Well, that's... people say don't go to Sydney on the train, even in the daylight. But that's been something that I grew up with, and I could, you know, go wherever I wanted to. And people now... they want to go in their cars instead of on the trains because they're worried about, yes, and they don't feel safe on the trains. When I was first married, we never locked our house when I lived with my mother-in-law, and she'd go away for a fortnight and the house wouldn't be locked. And the door would be closed. The neighbours would watch the house. And I'm in neighbourhood watch now too. And, well... these are the things you've got to be in. You've got to be observant about what's going on around you all the time, because you don't know who's coming and who's going.
There are so many strangers.
Yes.
Or people that you don't know.
Yes.
Well, I think that's just about covered everything, really, unless you can think of anything else you...
No, I can't.
...like to tell me. Okay, well, thank you very much.
That's all right.